There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eye. Jesus has overcome, and the grave
welcome, everybody, to our Rapture-centric church family. I think we're going to have a couple of interesting testimonies today. I saw somebody mention it. Surprised we're still here. And I am a little bit, but yesterday it was an amazing thing to see what I really feel like was a significant maturation within our church family. And I kind of recognized it because I saw a lot of people coming to where I think I've been for a little while and a few of the others of us. And what I saw was our group filling out, if you will, and how cool that really was. And then later in the evening, I had the thought that, gee, you know, after I got to that place and a couple other places, we were here for a couple of days. In fact, still are. And I was wondering if that might be the case again today, because you have to learn, you have to experience that when you get to that place that it doesn't go away. And it's a tremendous confidence booster that I think he wants us all to have. So I see we've got a few people online. I'm going to bring them on, and then I'm going to play a song, and then and we'll go from there. That's Tana. Hello, Tana.
Hi, how are you? I love you, Jerry.
Love you too, Tana.
I
have your song loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you, Jesus. We have your song loaded. I'm going to play it for just a minute.
Okay, thanks.
And
love
you all. And look at the people calling in. We've got, I think this is Keith. Hello, Keith, is that you?
Hey, Jerry. Hey,
Keith.
Love you all.
Love you, Keith. Yep. Yep. And, hello? Who do we have?
Hello, it's Leah. How are you?
Hi, Leah. I thought it was you.
Hi, Leah.
I'm in a...
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Leah. I'm in an unusual environment. If we were a call letter radio station, I would say we are broadcasting from a remote location. Come out to the car dealership and check out the new models. But instead, I'm just in a different location. I'm pulling my act together a little differently. And I think we have Pat.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Yeah.
Love you all.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Love you.
Hi, sweeties. Hi, sweeties.
And let me see what else we got here. I should know this one, and I don't. Sorry, who do we have?
Are you talking to me? This is
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is me.
Hi, Lana.
I just got
Lana.
Kicked out of
Hi,
chat.
Honey.
Hi, I'm just listening so I can get back in. That's all.
Okay.
Lana.
Okay. Well,
all right, honey.
You're such a sweetheart. Thank you, Lana.
That's what happens when you break the rules, Alana. The next time, don't do it, okay?
I'm sorry. I repent.
Okay.
Did you really get booted today?
Yeah.
Something strange just started happening. That's all right. I just persevere.
Okay. Well, there's two guests in right now. And I haven't booted anybody, and it's kind of fun to boot Roman.
The computer kicked her out. Lana broke all the rules. The computer booted her. She can get back in.
Yeah. Okay.
Computer.
but anyway, I bet Roman is one of those guests, but we'll just have to wait and see if he pops his head into chat. I'm teasing Roman if you're listening. So anyway, I'm going to take a look. I'm going back and forth here. Well, yeah, that's everybody who's online right now. So, I just really felt like overnight I was recalling, and first of all, I was so uplifted and encouraged by what everybody was experiencing yesterday. And how I could just feel the power of God in it. And so I'm hoping a couple people will have some things to say about that in a minute. But I just wanted to play one more song here and about love. Okay, just say hi to everybody in chat. Yeah, it's great. Carol, hi to Carol and Deb. And three guests. And Chris and Lumpy Space Princess. And AKA Lala. Nick Carey, Nosha, Alana, and Rosemary, and Tana. And Rhea. Yay.
Okay, guys.
So so did anybody have anything they wanted to start out with?
Pat, what did you want to say?
Oh, I can't hear it.
Well, I was wanting to talk about real fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
My thing is, I thought it was interesting, this article about how Israel you know, they need a lot of Hellfire missiles, which is like their standard missile that they kind of load and shoot. And anyways, so normally they don't need a presidential order to get signed by the president or to, like, for us to ship them off. So we just normally just load them, and they order them, and we load them, and we ship them to them. It's a pretty standard protocol, but Obama's canceled the order and prevented it from going out because he wants to force a peace treaty on them. So he's basically saying, we're not going to arm you, and you'll be screwed up, because they really need a lot of these missiles. So but this is really kind of, he's telling them, we need a peace treaty, so we're not going to send them to you. So to me, either one, we get a peace treaty and we get raptured, or two, the war breaks out into all craziness so we can, you know, we can go into Damascus. But I don't, at this point, I don't even, you know, it's just interesting that I found it very interesting that he's sort of forcing their hand, which really goes to show you that that peace deal is very close. I do think we'll have the Damascus war first, but it does go to show you that, you know, we're right there. But I'm expecting the war to blow up, though, and I'm expecting Hamas to keep getting... these ceasefires things are a joke. Hamas, it gives time for Hamas to load their weapons from Iran and go forward. But it just goes to show you the pressure. And also ISIS, of course, has the, as I said, they have the dam so they can do the flooding. They also have the wheat, which is like 40% of the country's wheat storage bin, so they can starve the people out too. So they're moving quite rapidly too. So we expect a confrontation coming very soon between ISIS and Iran, or between Israel and Iran with their bombs, you know. Israel did say they were going to strike this year, and there's not a lot of time left. So, you know, we know that things are really, really close. So I'm expecting this – well, God told me this war is going to keep going, and it'll end up in the peace treaty. But I'm expecting this war to blow up a lot more right now, you know. Israel's got to be freaked out. I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, you know, what the heck are they thinking? You look around, they've got weapons. Enemies on all sides, and they've got ISIS marching towards them. You know, they better go take out Iran's nuclear sites fast, you know.
Pardon me.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was trying to clear my throat at the same time. The thing that I see is they're doing their, how can you say it? The media, the people that are the source of news are doing their best or to be used by to create confusion because, you know, we know that the bankers, which are associated with the Illuminati, which have people in it, who claim to be Jews, and, like, I saw Dabu do a video, and he was tracing everything back to the, you know, from his point of view, sort of the Israeli bankers, but they're not really just Israeli, and including ISIS and all that. Well, yeah, they are affiliated with the bankers, but, I mean, you can't – when you try to tell all the players the way things are right now, almost, if not every day, certainly every week – if you follow news sources, it's harder and harder to put a label on them and all these things. Like, well, you know, the U.S. is saying they're going to strike ISIS. Well, you know, but the criminal element in the U.S. government is ISIS. And, I mean, you know, that's kind of my declaration, but it's what it is. And same thing with Al-Qaeda. You know, not every cell of Al-Qaeda, but the leadership of it, and you know, it's so hard to tell who all the players are, and I see that increasingly for people who are trying to track it down, and you know, it's very hard. You know, like for example, the new element that was added in the last day or so was there's now a new leader in Iraq of the standing government, not ISIS. And how is he going to fit into this? Is he going to come and go without any, you know, without doing anything noticeable, or will he stand and you know, just what's going to happen? Is he going to make an agreement with ISIS? I mean, who knows? But you know, Keith, your point about being Israel, I guess I was getting into that about how muddled the situation is, because I'm thinking that Israel is muddled internally as well as externally. I mean, if we're an American and we're trying to figure out what end is up in the Middle East, we get really weak information. The best news reports about this Ferguson, which is St. Louis area, riot thing that's occurred over the last week or so has come that I've seen, the best reports I've seen, as usual, are in the British press. And so, you know, we are so handicapped from a secular news point of view to try to figure out what is going on. A little bit before the show, I looked at I'll come back to Israel in a minute. I looked at a Mary Greeley video that she did about a report that said the Nigerian government has approved of a particular scientist who's got what he hopes is going to be a cure that they want to test in people that have Ebola. And she made this offhand comment, you know, I don't know if I trust any news report that comes out of Nigeria, because we know they're, you know, kind of a third world country. Well, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, but you and nor I trust the news reports that come out of our own country. So what are we supposed to do about that? I mean, this is the problem and the quandary I think we all have. And the same thing's true in Israel. I mean, you've got extremely muddled political situation in Israel. And extremely muddled political situation in Israel, and the and I think they're not sure on their own end what to do, because you know you've got a bunch of people in that government behind the scenes who are going to say, we just need to keep Obama happy. Oh. And Netanyahu is in charge of trying to protect the people and would probably like to see some, you know, maintain some military advantage and have some, you know, very strong military success. Once you engage in it, you need to respect those who have put their lives on the line and those who have died in order to achieve something, a significant progress. And the last report that I happened to read about whatever they called it, Operation Whatever, going into Gaza, you know, indicated that it wasn't really a success. Well, that's one opinion. I don't know. But, and, you know, I know there's a lot fewer rockets coming out of Gaza now than there were before, but that's all I really know. And so, I don't know, I agree, Keith. I think they've got a very difficult situation, but I think it's internally as well as watching all the players around them, which seem to be poised at some point inevitably to sort of come to agreement amongst themselves and go after Israel. But at what that point is, I do not know.
Yeah.
Chad, did you have something to say on that? What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to read some from The Road That Leads to Life a little bit, more of a personal message that he had for her, which we can all absorb into our own lives. But I can do that later if you want, or whatever. I just think we have to pray very hard. We have to trust that God has everything in control. And I know he's always telling me to, you know, he's in control and to trust him no matter what we see. But keep praying. But don't lose your head over it, you know. It's very, very important to trust that he has it in control. He says no matter what you see, no matter what happens, don't abandon me. Don't think I've gone anywhere. Trust me that I'm in control. And we're going to see more and more. And especially with this thing with Obama, you know, wanting to put the brakes on missile. I mean, come on. I mean,
I know.
If we do that, what chance has that country got?
Well, any other president would have any other president would have said, you know, Republican especially, would have told Israel, whatever you want, we'll do. Besides Bush, he's an idiot. But any other president would have said, whatever you want, we'll do.
Nuts.
You know. But I do think that I think that pale horse is, I mean, the Lord told me that the Ebola thing plus other things with it are the Ebola, are the pale horse. And I don't think that Ebola thing is going to stop. It's that pale horse riding. It seems like it's getting out of control by the day. I mean, is that what you guys are seeing? Like, I think 1,000 cases or something now. It's hitting all countries, everybody. It's the pale horse riding. It's going to, like...
It's spreading.
It's like...
In the countries in Africa,
almost,
it's spreading. It's going from one to one to one to one. Now it's in Nigeria. I mean...
And they lied. They said, it doesn't... It's only, only transported by blood or... I thought, right. Everybody's, like, riding on the motorbike, so when they're catching
stuff?
It.
What's this airborne thing that people are talking about? I mean, are they telling us who to what? It's all a control game.
Yeah,
it's all a control game of the New World Order, of Satan, of whatever. You know, lie, tell them anything you want, get them scared, then you got them.
I mean,
then you got
them. Don't you see that? I think it's going to explode to every country, every continent. It seems like it's nonstop. It's going fast.
Well, it takes this one person on a plane going somewhere, and they don't know they're sick, and then they get sick, and there you go. There you go.
Wow.
It's out.
So you know, Pat, you're right. God is in complete control of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Keith, Tana... has, and actually I haven't gotten on this as much as I would like to have yet, but I'm still going to come back to it. Tana's really looking at associating our circumstances with Exodus and, for example, Ebola relating to the pale horse and the plague. And if you look at the pale horse, it's got a tremendous amount of similarity to the death of the firstborn, which led to the releasing of the Hebrews out of Egypt. And there's a lot of things about that are really intriguing. And I had just barely scratched the surface of that. There was so much power of God operating in so many of us yesterday and in chat and everywhere. It was, I really was sort of soaking that in. But, where the news items are concerned, how many times have you seen a headline and then read the article, and the headline gives you a completely different idea of what's actually written in the article?
They're always saying, like, Ebola is sort of, you know, it's manageable, it's not that bad. And then you read the article, it's like all hell's breaking loose. I mean... The biggest thing, though, with these things that I'm seeing, though, you know, and really seeing clearly what's going on with these, especially in the spirit realm ahead of time, is that these things that are happening now are not just slowly happening. They are elevating by the hour, by the day, by the second. So that's what we need. We need those horsemen to elevate. The horsemen of war is elevating by the day, by the hour. The horsemen of the pale horse, the sickness. So we need, Lord always shows me that over and over and over. We need the elevation to go up, 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 climax to a crazy, insane thing, and then we get raptured. We do.
There's
you know what I'm saying? So we've got the horse, we've got the war, we've got the
war,
horse. We've got the scales is the other horse, right? And the scales is going to be the economic collapse. That's getting worse and worse, but that's going to just hit. So we got to see the elevation of these horsemen, and that's what we're seeing, and that's the secret to things coming to such a, you know, top, you know, climax here that the world's going to hit a world war, and then, you know, the war keeps building, it's going to hit into a world war, that thing keeps going, it's going to be, you know, insane, and then the economic collapse, and all we need is disasters in there, and see, that's the recipe, okay, that's the rapture recipe.
Yeah, that's the. I see what you're saying there. Chris has a word posted, and I think it's her word, but I'm not completely. Anyway, this word, it says, Chris Slaughter, in the morning there is hope. Even in the evening there is glory. My glory is revealed in you. Be joyful. Mm-hmm. My secrets are being revealed. Keep watching. Time is close. Split seconds now. My feet are in the clouds. They are descending. Be my companion.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Yeah. Has anybody heard the one about the asteroid, too, September 9th? I bet you haven't.
Green
one had? What's that?
They're talking about some asteroid. There's a full, there's a super moon or something on September 9th,
yeah,
and there's
yeah.
an asteroid mm-hmm. supposed to hit the Earth, and then NASA's saying, oh, no, it's 48 things away from, like, the moon. You know, it's not a mile or whatever. Yeah, so people are saying they don't know who's telling the truth on that one. So we out of here.
Wow. There's a couple people, like, saying that, you know, another one is saying that there's going to be a huge meteor hit before we go home and,
Maybe that's it. They're talking about it. Yeah.
I think.
But NASA's denying it.
I think. But God keeps showing me that He's saving all the stuff up to all happen. You know, to start the fireworks for the tribulation. He's constantly showing me He's saving that. Otherwise, it didn't happen so far. We'd had all this stuff happen so far. So,
oh my gosh! It's spinning your head.
It's gonna climax, get crazy, then bam. We go home, and then the stuff explodes, and that's how. So we're not going to see big things before we go, in spite of what.
Right, I believe that.
I just see the spirit realm. God shows me visions of it very clearly.
Yeah.
And so don't believe it if you see these LV videos and some of them saying we're going to have the LA quake and all the tsunami and all the fireworks before we go home, because the Lord always told me, why are we not doing it already? Why didn't we do it last year? Why are we, you know, what are we waiting for?
Right. Right, what's all this being held off for? I mean, we can see the build up, whether it's in the earth or the news and the movement of things, and we see all of the build up.
Oh,
you know, we see everything getting lined up. But you know, the go button. You know, the Lord has the go button, and part of that go button is
taking us up.
There's I've got a train going by that I can hear. Anyway,
let's get on.
That's right. But he's got the go button, and I think we're part of that button. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah.
And I completely agree. It's an important point to remind everybody about constantly, because. You know, very little of this stuff is going to happen before we are out of here. Now, the other thing that I'm increasingly convinced about is that there's going to be waves of people who depart, not just one single event. And as a result, I suppose it's possible that there are some people who might be here and see something. But if you're going to be taken, if you're with the Lord...
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Psalm 91. You will be protected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
there's one of the ladies left a message on the videos about that he will protect all his children. Kipek or someone, 278, she left a new message. Yeah, that God is going to send protection and not have to worry about it. So,
you know, and
that was good to hear. That was a good message.
Yeah, the last one of it.
Yeah.
Why don't you read
your... Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi,
baby.
I wanted to say something. I'm on my way to work. I'm driving, so... And Exodus also, Jerry, I noticed all the plagues except the plague of the 3 days of darkness and the first one have been fulfilled. Well, not necessarily... You know, throughout the country, whether it's the U.S. or the world, I was figuring that out. So yeah, there's the 3 days of darkness. It is right before the plague of the firstborn, which is around, you know, then the Passover, like I was telling you before. And the 3 days of darkness, you know, is when they tell the Israelites, you stay in your house, which is a lot of people have been getting, you know, for 3 days of darkness. Stay in your house, and you and Israel, your Israelites will have your, or your Hebrews will have your light in the house. But, you know, all the Egyptians will go out and it'll be pitch black and have nothing. So that was interesting as well. And how, you know, I know 3 days of darkness have been talked about a lot of videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And don't worry about your
animals.
They'll be taken care of.
But I know,
you know,
the translated bride, we won't have to deal with any of that. But, you know, the rapture bride might be in the darkness getting glorified and, you know, have their light. The light of Jesus will be with them, and they'll be getting glorified as they go. And then, I don't know.
He knows your heart. He knows your heart.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, have we sought God's heart? And this is... This is what leads to, yeah, I mean, that's true acceptance of him is when you're seeking and pursuing his heart. And so he completely knows.
Yeah, that's what I was going to read about. I can read it later. But I think it's warm everybody's heart to hear this. Huh?
Read the spiritual stuff. Read it.
You want me to read this to you? Well, if you want to talk about other stuff first.
I'm gonna play a song real quick, and you can and read it when you come back.
Yeah, I hope it's not long. I'm not going to take a lot of time.
I just wanted to mention that when Tano was speaking about that, the last plague of Egypt, the death of the firstborn, I'm not saying it was prophetic, but, the pale green horse, the word is chloros, and that's like that's the word we get chlorine from, and essentially that would be, a green gas. And it's interesting that in the movie Ten Commandments, that plague is portrayed as this cloud of green gas that wafts through the streets.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, and also I think the color of the Islam is green, right? Isn't it green?
Yeah.
Well,
green
if you look, if you look at the flags of all the Islamic countries, they match exactly the colors of the horses: white, black, red, and pale green.
Yeah, there you go.
And
no, that's right.
There was a video too where they showed the Islam, like I don't know, I think a year ago, and they were there, and when you could see a ghost in the video, and it was a green horse riding through.
Yeah,
that's right.
You remember that?
That was very unusual.
There's been a few of them.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
so you think it's
a chemical
then, Jerry? Huh? That's interesting. Okay.
It's always made me think of weapons of mass destruction because of
that.
Let's put it that way.
You're right. Interesting. Wow.
You know. Okay, I'm going to play this song real quick. It's not too long, and then, Pat, when we come back, you can read.
Yeah, okay, good.
Let me get to a song. Yeah, thank you.
A partner, can't you see? The music is just starting, night is calling, and I am falling. Dance with me. Fantasy could never be so killing. I feel free. I hope that you are willing. Pick the beat up and kick your feet. Dance with me. Let it live.
Okay, Pat.
I love that song. Jerry must be flirting with me today. I think played my favorite song. I love those 70s songs.
Can I say something really quickly before Pat does that?
Oh, sure, honey.
I was just saying something about, you know, someone got, Marianne had gotten the 14th through the 17th and stuff, and then the Lord brought it to my attention. I was thinking about Jesus in the tomb, you know, was raised after 3 days, but he was, you know, he probably wasn't in the tomb for long, but they found him, before 3 days later. But I was thinking that might happen for us, you know, because that was the 3 days, the 14th or the 17th, there was like 3 days, but starting to glorify within those 3 days and then ascending up into heaven. I just thought that was interesting. That
wow.
3 days of
glorification.
And then
wow.
The same, because someone was thinking, she was got that, you know, it'd be different stages and then maybe glorifying and then going together. So that was just a thought that came to my mind.
Yeah. You know, it's, I kind of agree, Tana, and what you just said parallels something that I wanted to say in a little while. So I guess I can go ahead and do that. What I wanted to come back to a little bit was how I started the show, which was all the tremendous energy that we saw, the work of the Lord and so many people, not just yesterday, but really increasing. And this really relates to what you said, you know, kind of a glorification. And I felt like so many people were being brought closer to where a few of us had been for a little while. And one of the things that's part of that process is when, you know, you kind of don't poof that day or the next day, you kind of live through it. And then you realize that you are at another level because it's not going away, even though, you know, everything we hoped for hadn't happened yet. And I saw it so broadly across the board. And so that could very well be true. And then the other thing I wanted to add was that I had several, over the period of a couple of weeks, very direct and personal confirmations from the Lord and the Father about things happening this past week that didn't happen the way I understood. And I have to tell you, I will admit quite frankly, it's a challenge. Even for me, with the really lack of discouragement I have, but it did prove to me where I was at. And I know there's something in it, but I can tell you, I don't have all the answers. I don't understand it all. I don't know why these things. And finally, today, after processing that a while last night and today, I was really brought to a point where I came right back to, you know what, Lord? I don't understand it, but I know I've watched you do many things. I watched you give many true words. And amongst all of us, not just me or other people, any individually, and I know you're completely in it. And, you know, I was moved to petition him today on a particular matter, and I was like, you know what? I don't have to understand it. I'm just going to lay it before you and trust you for it, because while I'd like to understand it, the most important thing is that I bring it back to you. And so I, in my spirit, that parallels very closely to what Tana had mentioned about the glorification over 3 days, because I see very powerful. In fact, months ago, and I have to go back and figure out what prompted this, but months ago, in like very early June, we were very much looking for Pentecost and all the different days and things like that. And, you know, Jason got a word about Ruth, and Ruth started coming up all over the place. And the grain harvest and so on. And there was something that drew my attention to this upcoming, actually Monday. And in my natural schedule, but something made it cross my mind that, you know, possibly we could still be here then. That was so completely off my radar screen that, I wanted to dismiss it. But here we are, and subsequently, just like you and Tana and so many people, I think it was Stacy yesterday and others, had really strong leadings for the 17th and maybe the 18th. And so, yes, we're absolutely in a process. And, I can't tell you what it's all about, but I definitely see more and more people growing and blossoming in the spirit of the Lord and a state of readiness.
Can I say something really fast?
Sure.
And then I have to go to work. Actually, Judy and I most likely will see each other if we're still here on the 17th, which is Sunday, and she and I will be pooping together, holding hands along with little John. How about that?
Hey, cool.
Together.
Yeah, it's going to be so,
on the 17th.
So awesome.
Meet you in the middle of the air and have a group
mm-hmm.
up.
It's going to be so awesome.
Hang in there.
Thanks, thanks,
right,
thanks,
Tana.
Have a good evening.
I got to go to work.
Love you.
Thank
you.
Okay.
I love you,
bye,
sweetie.
See you soon.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Okie dokie. Pat, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Let me just read. I'm going to. I'm just going to give you a little more of her talking to the Lord and what He says. It's really, and we can all draw from this. It's just more of a personal stuff here. She says. He says, well, you don't like to have me close to you? And she says, oh, yes, I told him, but I'm afraid you turned my whole life topsy-turvy, and that makes me uneasy. And he says, what does it matter to you what your life will be here below? You must sacrifice it to me, meaning giving up the world and everything like we all do, if you wish to reach the other side. And still she was gripped with this fear. And he says, child, why are you fearful? She says, you are asking too much of me. I haven't any courage or anything. I never seem to be able to do the things you are asking of me. And he says, do not fear, little one. I know your weakness better than you know it yourself. But you must not doubt my power. You would willingly be satisfied giving me a mediocre love that doesn't satisfy me, such as I receive from most people of the world. And she says, oh, no, Lord, I want to love you above all else, don't we all? So to reach that, he says, that goal, child, you will have to accept my turning your life topsy-turvy. I'm willing, but whatever you do, don't leave me. He says, fear nothing. I have recaptured you, and henceforth no one will ever take you from me. Then over here, she had missed a half an hour, and she was so sad that she had missed this half hour, she fell asleep. She says, I don't know if the day will pass without a flood. This morning, the first thing he said to me, and this is good. Hold on. I'm just changing hands. We can all draw from this. He says, you are grieving, because she's learning all along to totally give up the world. I mean, she was so entrenched in the world, and he just grabbed her heart, and she had such a time, you know, trying to accept all this. And so she's not quite there yet, but at this point, he says, you are grieving, child, because you weren't able to spend a half hour with me, and this is good now. You can see that despite your resistance, you love me more than you think. This sadness is nothing in comparison to what it will be when you will love me as I wish to be loved, because the love you will bear me will be like a devouring fire that will consume you totally. Then all that will appear to draw you away from me while you are doing it will become a torture for you, but you will have to endure it. I told you, your greatest suffering will be to live in the world when the greatest desire of your heart will be to live far from it, sheltered from everything that could estrange you from me. How's that?
Wow, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great shelter.
Oh, yes. That the world, see, she was so entrenched. I mean, she is just such a, just a normal, ordinary, down-to-earth person, and it's the story of God grabbing her heart and totally, totally changing her. I will read, you know, every night a little bit, just, and some of it's really funny, like she says, I don't know if I have courage to do this, what are you doing to me? Like, I'm thinking of you all the time, am I losing my mind? And she says, you're constantly on my thought, what is wrong with me? I remember doing that. When I was in my 30s, I sat on the end of my bed, and I said, Jesus, is there something wrong with me? I'm thinking of you all the time. I must be a little crazy. And it was like, no. And that has just escalated till I'm almost 71, and it's everything that you guys are feeling. That's why this family is so special, because we're all feeling this together. We understand where we're all coming from, loving him. It is so special.
Right.
He is our every
right.
thought. We do everything for him. You know, and he's there all the time. But this is our reflection that everything in the world, there's times that I have to go out and do stuff, and it's like, I don't want to because I just want to stay with him. But it's like, he says, love me and the others, you know, in your company that you're enjoying, just from time to time, tell me that you love me. He says, I understand you have to go out, but it's true. You don't want to. You just want to stay with him. So this is what she's going through now and learning, you know. Oh, it's incredible. It's such a beautiful love story. And this was written in the 50s. In the 50s. So can you imagine what God is feeling now with this world and people? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very glad that he has lovers who really love him from the heart and are sincere and reaching other souls for him. I don't know what he would do with this world if he couldn't find people, anybody to love him. You know, he might just, like the time of Noah, just say, hey, but he's not. He's
yeah,
a God man.
Yeah.
He's one of us. And by golly.
You know,
I
am increasingly appreciating the nature of the way we are congregated, because it is so about his leading in the Spirit. And, you know, I don't think it's possible in the physical realm to have what we have in our virtual kind of existence. And we've seen a lot of powerful movement here. And it seems to me like every time we, you know, see a sort of a group of people either have similar words or perhaps grow in some stage or other, that it brings my mind back to that, just like yesterday. It's just such an amazing thing that he's able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sweeps away all of the distractions when he wants to speak, and we've all experienced that in our personal lives. And what our church that he has created and formed and named is a family, and it's a family in the Spirit. And the thing is, he has done that collectively with us. Instead of taking one of our lives and sweeping issues away, he's taken all of us collectively and swept issues away and kept them from invading to a degree our ability to congregate and to share his words and his leading,
yeah,
and to celebrate it. And, you know, and then I personally am experiencing the same thing even now, because today is what I mean, because I have one or two projects around the house, one in particular that really is pretty fundamental that I should handle. And it's not a hard thing for me to handle, but it's kind of significant, and he keeps telling me not to do it. And in fact, I started collecting the tools for it, and I go, oh, you told me not to do this. And he goes, yeah. So I...
Is that playing in your house,
know,
there?
Well, it's actually...
Hey, I don't have to see that.
Yeah. to be specific, it's a garage door problem, which is out of the ordinary, and it's a patch that I can handle, but it's significant, and it really should be done, but it's because every time it goes up and down, I'm reminded about it, and it will get worse if I don't do something, and he keeps saying, don't do it, and I'm... You know, it's not an illness or what have you, but I mean, and this has been the case for 3 weeks on this particular issue. And so he just wants our attention, you know, as stir crazy as we are. And in my thinking, as stir crazy as our Lord is, I think he just wants our deck cleared for him. And
Yes.
And, you know, we saw a wonderful emanation from that yesterday. And I think Tana's thoughts about continued glorification are right on, even though we couldn't exactly describe what that's going to look like.
Mm-hmm. And when you think of today, 2014, and here we are. I mean, we're like walking miracles of love because we have so much coming against us to really make us quit, and we don't quit. We fall more and more in love. That's His grace. That's the Holy Spirit. That's us saying yes to Him, like Gaby said yes to Him. We've said yes, and He's holding us. He's keeping us going. But He does. Like, I wanted to order stuff and things. It's like, no, don't order the stuff. Oh, I want to get Christmas presents. No. Why are you looking at the catalogs?
Right.
I'm the catalog queen, honey. I'm the catalog queen. Don't look at the catalogs. Don't order anything.
That's interesting. I was holding you back like that, though.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's like, don't.
Interesting to know.
Yeah. But I think we're walking miracles. I really do. And I see how other people are and so entrenched in the world, and it's like I can't do anything but be in love with Him and tell Him I love Him and want to console Him, give Him souls and pray for conversions. I mean, I've said yes to Him, as you have, as many, you know, RCC and others, of course, all over, have said yes to Him. And because we said yes, He's thrilled. He's thrilled that we said yes. That's very special. For this day and age, to say yes to God?
I know.
Oh,
this,
man.
This,
I can't
this
find
particular...
words. I'm not good at finding words. I know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, this particular petition that I was led to bring before Him today, you know, a lot of times I really, as a check on whether I have presented it well, although he knows before I start, I know, but, you know, I have been in the habit of asking, you know, for some kind of clarification, or to make sure that I haven't sort of left anything out, which is a little bit silly, but at the same time, it's, to me, I just look at it as growth and communication with Him and practice. You know, a lot of times recently I have been led to do that, and yet today, you know, I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to declare myself completely broken, and I'm not even going to ask you, I'm just going to trust you. You know, it's not like I've never been there. It's like I've never been there before, but it's like, you know what, you are showing me and reminding me how little I know about you know, about things, and so I'm not even going to ask you for confirmation or clarification. I'm just going to lay it before you and trust you for it, because in the end,
he loves that trust. Today we need so much trust that He knows what He is about, and no matter what it looks like to us, Jesus, I trust You. I don't have the answers, and maybe it's not making too much sense, but I trust You. I know You're taking care of Your own. You know who yours are on earth. You know. And You will take care of them. And all the messages online, everything is like that. Trust. I know years ago, and we only have a few seconds, so it's 8:29. But it's about trust.
We don't have.
It's about trust.
Yeah, we're probably about 45 seconds right now.
Yeah.
Keith, did you have anything you wanted to add? Maybe
Keith?
Not. He's supposed to be there. Okay,
Keith.
Well, anyway.
All right.
love you all, and we love you, Lord.
Yes, love
and
you
we
all.
Thank you for all of the blessings and even challenges you placed in our life. We have grown and experienced things very few others have. And
right.
The Spirit of the Bride says, come now.
And get us.
Rescue us, Lord. Rescue us.
He will.
Steer
he will.
Our
trust.
Boat. Amen.
Yes, he will. Just say,
okay,
Jesus, I trust you. Have a talk with him. Just have a talk with him.
Yep.
And you'll know. You'll have peace. We'll give you that peace.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Okay,
uh-huh.
Love you all.
Love everybody. Love you guys.
Love everybody.
Love you, Keith.
In the air.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Love you
not in the air.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Later.
Group hug in the air.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Okay,
bye.
Guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.